It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. People in Nigeria are not happy at all about the way their country has made headlines around the world. The suspect in the attempted bombing of a Detroit-bound jetliner on Christmas Day is a 23-year-old Nigerian man. Nigerians have not been linked in the past to this kind of plot. NPR's Ophebia Quist Arkton is in Nigeria's capital city, Abuja. She's on the line. Ophebia, Happy New Year.
And to you, too, greetings from sunny Abuja.
Ah, indeed. Thank you. Thank you. What are Nigerians saying about this arrest?
Yeah, sunny but worried, Abuja. I mean, Nigerians are worried. They've already got a mini crisis going on because the president is sick. He's away in Saudi Arabia and receiving medical treatment for a heart condition. So they feel their country is ungoverned at the moment. And then this crisis falls in their lap. So I think Nigerians are feeling besieged. Certainly the government is, and ordinary people. This story is all over the papers, all over the media, and it's the talk of the town. Why should this happen now? Why should Nigeria, which is trying to rebrand itself and improve its global image, have to deal with this crisis right now?
What have you been able to learn about the young man's family?
That he comes from a very prominent family, that his father is a respected banker who was just about, or has just retired even, Steve, and that it's a family that comes from northern Nigeria, which is mainly Muslim in this country that's half Christian, half Muslim. Then many questions are being asked because this young man had a privileged upbringing, and his father reported their misgivings, the family's misgivings, that the young man seemed to be changing, that his behavior was out of character, reported it to security agencies, not only here in Nigeria, but we're told to the U.S. Embassy here, and to security agencies in two continents, the U.S. and in Saudi Arabia. So many questions are being asked. How come this happened, allegedly happened?
Do you have a better sense of the young man's links to terror groups as his behavior seemed to be changing there?
You know, the information minister here, Dora Akunyili, immediately said, look, Nigeria is not home to terrorism. If this young boy is indeed accused of that, he went to learn it elsewhere. He's been out of the country studying, and it's not here that he got these links. But many Nigerians are now questioning, do we have terror cells operating here? This is a country that has a strong Muslim tradition and half the population is Muslim. Are our young people being radicalized and are they being radicalized here?
Just so we understand the context, though, because you've been in Nigeria many times and you mention it's half Muslim, half Christian, how well are Muslims integrated into the country in Nigeria?
You know, Christians and Muslims and animists have lived side by side, coexisted mainly well together, have lived together and got along together and lived in the same communities. But there has been sporadic violence between the two communities that has led to hundreds of deaths over the past 10 or more years. So there have been problems, but nobody has really thought of it, of having been imposed from elsewhere, either Islamic or Christian. It's been amongst Nigerians.
NPR's Ophebia Quist Arkton is in the capital of Nigeria, Abuja. Ophebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.